I'm talking today to Michael Patrick. He's co-author of a play, The Alternative, which is coming to the Lyric very soon. And Michael, can you give us the gist of the play and what the setup is?
Yeah, sure. So The Alternative is an alternative history play. So it's a political satire set in a parallel universe or an alternate world where Ireland is still part of the United Kingdom. So we've envisioned a world where 100 years ago, Home Rule happened. Mm-hmm. So there's a devolved parliament in Dublin, but the entirety of the island is still part of the UK, much like Scotland is today. Mm-hmm. Ireland is holding an in-out referendum to see if it should become an independent nation. Mm-hmm. And the action takes place on the eve of this referendum in BBC Dublin, in a news studio, for the final debate between the Remain and the Leave side. Mm-hmm. The head of the Remain side is the Prime Minister of the UK and Ireland, who is a woman from Dublin, and the head of the Leave campaign, who is the leader of the Irish Parliamentary Party. Mm-hmm. And we see this political debate take place, but threaded through that is also a personal story between the lead producer and his daughter. They've recently lost their mother and wife, mm-hmm. and it's sort of this sort of personal family drama plays out in the background of this sort of political comedy satire.
The play grew out of, you submitted it, I guess you pitched it into Fishamble's competition to try and find a play for Ireland. They're kind of celebrating mm-hmm. a big anniversary. And I mean, did you sit down specifically to write it for that? Or was this kind of idea bubbling between you and Oisin kind of in the background anyway?
Yeah, so I co-wrote the play with Oisin Kearney. My co-writer was co-written things before. Mm-hmm. And no, the idea of Play for Ireland was Fishamble's call for a large play that would tour. There's a lot of support for smaller touring productions, one-man shows, two-man shows, and indeed mm-hmm. Fishamble supported us with our one-man show, My Left Nut. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of support for that type of thing. And there's a lot of support for big, massive productions in big houses, you know, mm-hmm. you know, Good Vibrations, The Lyric, for example, big things like that, which don't really tour, stay in one place. But there's not been a lot of support for big shows that can tour. So this was their idea. They wanted a big play for Ireland, you know, with an interval, with large number of cast members that could tour. So they wanted something called a Play for Ireland, a sort of state of the nation type play. Mm-hmm. So you had all we had to do was pitch an idea, pitch a single A4 sheet of paper, and then it would be a 2-year process to write it. Mm-hmm. So we sat down and we just thought, what was on our minds? What sort of state of the nation type things are we thinking about? Mm-hmm. And obviously, being from the north, it was Brexit. You know, mm-hmm. Oisin is from Warren Point, which is right on the border, and that was right in our heads. But then we thought, you know, Brexit does affect the whole island, but the north more so. So what can we do to take our thoughts on Brexit and make it much more about what Ireland is and where Ireland is? Mm-hmm. And we thought then, well, what else is coming up? It's coming up to the 100th anniversary of the creation of Northern Ireland, of the creation of the Irish state. You know, we wanted to use these sort of ideas and thoughts around Brexit, but really use those mm-hmm. as a way in to sort of criticize and comment and talk about what have been the failures and the successes of the past 100 years of the Irish state, of the Northern Irish state, of partition, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And so the counterfactual actually helps us understand today, Brexit,
yes.
and actually 100 years of history, just by reminding us what it could have been like, and then we kind of figure out the gaps, we figure out the disappointments and the successes and the so on.
We can have our characters talk about things that might have been different and things that might have happened in our world and say how ridiculous that sounds to them and how silly that sounds to them, mm-hmm. because some things are silly and ridiculous. Yeah.
Cleverly, it also ties in with the 100 years kind of commemorations. There's been quite a lot of theatre looking at the Rising and so on. Mm-hmm. This, in a sense, is a whole new twist on that. It's familiar ground, and yet it's completely different.
Yeah, well, what we wanted to do as well is sort of think, you know, it's easy to think when you look back at history that all these things were going to happen this way, mm-hmm. that it's like, you know, 1916 was going to happen, and there was going to be a war of independence, there was going to be a civil war, there was going to be partition, because that's the sort of narrative that's been built up when you look back into the past. But we mm-hmm. wanted to say, no, it was a very slim chance that happened. If you go back to the late 1800s, everyone assumed Home Rule was going to go through. Everyone thought that would have been the way to do it. Mm-hmm. There was lots of talk of an independent Ireland with the Queen as head of state. You know, a lot of these people who were pushing for independence still wanted to keep the Queen. You say that to an Irish nationalist now, or an Irish Republican, it just seems absolute nonsense to
Eyes would rule.
Like, no. Yeah, it just seemed. But that is what a lot of people were pushing for. And what we wanted to do with this play is really needle people as much as we could and just say, look, no, this is what could have happened, this is what could have happened, this is what could have happened, and people would have been fine with it, you know, it would have been the status quo and they would have been looking for things to change, but it wouldn't have seemed out of place for them.
Mm-hmm. And it's there's comedy in it. It's not just a kind of a dark, brooding Irish play.
Yeah, no. We talk about these high-minded political ideals in it, but it is very much a comedy. There's both, you know, satire in it, but there's also sort of broad strokes comedy in it. You know, one of the main characters is a BBC interviewer. Mm-hmm. So if you're familiar with possibly Stephen Nolan or types like that, you know, he's a real comedy character. He really riles people up. He's real, you know, you can recognize people in him.
Yeah.
And you know, there's audience interaction in it, not a lot. I don't want to scare off any of your listeners, but we do, because it's a TV debate, you know, we get members of the actual audience to stand up and ask questions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a real nice entertainment at that, you know, things get really swept along in it, you know, it's a lot of fun.
It's larger than a lot of the stuff that tours at the moment. So there's a cast of seven, yes. And they've been kind of, by the time it gets to Belfast, it'll have been through Cork, Dunleary, Galway, Limerick, Blanchardstown. How have southern audiences been taking this meddling with their history and your play? What kind of reaction? Because I imagine it could be quite different north and south of the border, depending on different audiences.
Yes, absolutely. That's the thing. We skewer lots of Irish historical figures. So we really put the needle into lots of these historical figures. And it's funny, as you go around the country with it, it's like, what do people find more offensive? Us being mean to Eamon de Valera or us being mean to Michael Collins? Mm-hmm. And like in Cork, the Collins jokes always got a big ooh, but in Dunleary it was more of the de Valera jokes. So it's, you sort of see where these people around the country find certain historical figures, they hold them in more regard, which is mm-hmm. interesting. But I'm fascinated to see how it will go down in Belfast. I'm really fascinated.
You and Oisín are kind of writing partners. You have a bit of a theatre company and things together as well. I mean, do you sit together and write, or do you kind of just kind of come up with stuff and then feed it backwards and forwards?
Me and Oisín, as well as we're writing together, Oisín is a documentary filmmaker and I'm an actor. Mm-hmm. And for the sort of 2 years of this process, for a long time of that, Oisín was in Colombia working on his documentary, mm-hmm. Caught in the Crossfire, and I've been acting the Royal Shakespeare Company in England, so we've done most of this writing for this play separate and apart. Mm-hmm. But what we do is Google Docs is an absolute godsend, so we have a Google Drive file, mm-hmm. For the play, and we can both update that simultaneously, so mm-hmm. wherever we are in the world, we can write together and we can both see the document changing in front of our eyes. And if we didn't have that, I mean, I don't know how we would ever get anything done.
Yes, typewriting scripts and sending them in the post would be in the days of past, that wouldn't really be
possible. But even just with a Word document, if we had to like save it and then email it and save it and email it, we'd be like, what draft is this? What draft is this? But it's like, no, it's all on the Google Docs and all updates live, so it's mm-hmm. brilliant.
Anything happening next? Anything coming up soon after the Lyric?
So after the Lyric, My Left Nut, the play that we wrote together, has mm-hmm. we've now adapted that for television.
Okay.
So it's just finished filming in Belfast. We've got a brilliant cast of like young Belfast actors. Just some of them have just left school, mm-hmm. and it's going to be on BBC Three, I think, in the new year. Mm-hmm. It's currently in the edit, so that will be coming out soon, which is exciting. And other than that, we're just going to keep writing on our next project. We've got a few ideas in the pipeline, but literally just starting from scratch. I think we need a little bit of a break first as well.
Okay, and the alternative will be in the Lyric from Tuesday the 8th until Sunday the 13th of October, and the opening night is sold out already, which is a good sign, I suppose.
No, I think there's only about 4 tickets left for the Saturday night as well, so it's selling very well.
All the best with the alternative, and congratulations belatedly on winning the Fish Amble thing. It's a pretty, you're up against pretty good competition. There was a lot of entries.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think it was 400 or something. So yeah, it's, some of the writers that we know who got through to the first and second stages are absolutely phenomenal writers who've been writing for years, and it, you know, it really means a lot for us.